armchair.
There's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and flat out deceived.
Why did you get so drunk?
You got drunk. I'm just really exhausted.
What's in that cup?
Rum and Cokes.
Do you have any idea how important
you
this is?
I'm
trying to
stay
in the pub. Really, this is
you
what you're doing?
Any
this
idea?
Is
what you're doing? Chief, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Armchair.
YouTube Live.
Radio Station.
The radio station you can call your own. What listeners like about our station?
I like everything.
It's always on my radio.
We never stop the music, except for now, when I talk.
You're listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. We're here live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country. Your first choice for Southern sports. Good afternoon. I'm Mac McGee, and I don't know much, but I know one thing. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? It's Choptober, baby. Let's go. Woo, let's get it. How are you, Joey?
Man, it's playoff baseball. Hopefully the second round's better than what we got with all the sweeps going in the first round. But
God, was that trash or was that trash?
And it stinks, too, because today and tomorrow.
Do me a favor, Miami Marlins. Just stay the hell home. Just stay the hell home because you didn't show up. You didn't do anything. All you did was keep – you know what they did, Joey? They did the same thing the Braves did. They had practice games last couple of days. Yeah. Same thing. Actually, I think the Braves are actually going to get more work because they have a practice set up for today, and then tomorrow is just going to be normal workouts. Philly's fighting off a hangover right now. They're going to get on a plane tomorrow and head to Atlanta.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that crowd was rocking. They were singing that.
You think that crowd's rocking? Wait till Saturday night in Truist Park, baby. The battery's going to be lit. They ain't got nothing on us.
I'm so ready for this. Dan Plesac on MLB Network last night said a comment, and I got taken back for a minute, but I kind of almost buy it. He's like, this is my World Series. I've been wanting to see the Phillies and the Braves all year again after last year. Obviously, they've been division rivals for many years. This is the series out of the four to be looking to forward by. I mean, it's going to be amazing, I think. I think the Braves get it, but I think we're going to have a lot of fun in getting there.
You know, the thing about it is I just feel like it's I feel like it's a shame that we only get a five-game series. That's the biggest thing. I really feel like this round should be seven. And the more and more that I watch this unfold on all ends, not just Braves-Phillies. I'm talking about whole nine yards. The NLDS, NLCS, World Series, that should be seven. So I've got a fix. You ready for this?
Yeah, because I got one, too. I want to see if it's what you're about to say.
Wild card round is one game play-in. Let's get it over with. Because they're unwatchable junk. Let's do a one game play-in, okay? I may even say that we don't have as many teams, but one game play-in. And that would allow you to have – because the one thing that they're not going to do is that they're not going to push this thing into November. Now, in theory, we could take some games off the schedule and go to 154, right, like it used to be. The problem is they've already said that if they do that, they're doing that so they can put more games across the pond and all over the damn world. So the season's not going to get any smaller on your calendar, right? So unless they do something like that, go to 154 and actually start the postseason early – this is what we have to do. Or just start doing more doubleheaders. I don't know. I'm talking about during the regular season. But yeah, NLDS, NLCS, World Series, it needs to be seven games. And we go to one game. Or remember we talked about this earlier? The three-game series? Mm-hmm. One of those days is a doubleheader, and let's get it over with. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, one of my buddies said that, and I kind of like it. Mine had some of your thinking in there. I was going to say shrink it to 154, put in some regular season doubleheaders, and then what I would do is I would have the last two wild cards play each other first before anything happens, because the third division winner gets hosed to me. The third division winner, like Milwaukee, even though Minnesota moved on, they're being treated as if they're a wild card pretty much having to play. So I would have the last two wild cards play, and then they advance to take on the third team division.
Well, I'll tell you something else that they need to do as well is they got to go to reseeding. It is horse hockey that the Braves and Phillies are facing each other in the NLDS. Yeah. They should be on opposite sides. It should be Dodgers, Phillies, because I'm going by records. Should be Dodgers, Phillies, and the Braves should be playing the Diamondbacks. I mean, that's just the way it should be. In the American League, same situation. So, if you got the best record, you should get the best shot to go forward. So you're saying do what with it when it comes to, like, for instance, this year, what would you do with Milwaukee?
So, Milwaukee would technically, in theory, be on a first-round bye. They wouldn't even be, like, playing. So, the last two wildcard teams play first. So, the Diamondbacks and the Marlins.
So, go back to the old format is what you're saying.
Essentially, kind of, yeah. I don't even care if it's a one game series or best two out of three for those last two wild cards.
that is literally the old format.
But go back to two out of three though for that. I don't want to see just a one.
Okay, I can live with that. But I still contend the two out of three, either day one or day two, needs to be a doubleheader.
That's fine.
If you didn't want to play it, then damn it, don't get a wild card. I don't think we need six teams on each side. The more I watch it unfold, what did we get out of it? Yeah, Arizona beat out Milwaukee, and I understand that. But if they knew that they had to win down the stretch, Arizona probably beats out Miami, right? Miami sucks. Yeah,
and then you can go to your theory how you want the NLDS, NLCS seven games. I would have the 4 seed and the 5 seed, the two wild cards. They could play a best of five, and then you can get into all your best of seven series. So I wouldn't even mind that.
If the NBA decided that an 82-game season should not be – and I know it's a different sport. I understand that. But they said that an 82-game season should not be decided with a best of five. They got rid of it, right? Then why the hell is a 162-game season decided by a best of five? Because Rob Manfred's never thrown a fastball. Rob Manfred has never hit a curve. Because Rob Manfred's never played the damn game that he's lord over. At least Goodell played a little football, right? And I'm assuming Creepy Alien played some basketball.
What's Adam his name? Silver.
Yeah, Silver.
He played some basketball somewhere. He had those stretch arms.
Yeah, he did something. He might have even... You know, everyone keeps looking for aliens. I mean, come on, dude. He's running the NBA. We're searching everywhere. I think we got proof. What's your 4 at 4 before I bloviate on?
Let's go right on to it. Hey, this Mel Tucker case keeps getting a little bit more interesting. New evidence he is bringing to the table against his accuser, saying that Brenda Tracy has made a career out of misleading and manipulating people. And why do I bring that up, Mac? We just talked about Trevor Bauer and his situation about maybe there's some funny business with the lady going on. Now Mel Tucker's coming out and saying, wait a minute, this lady in her past has made a career of misleading and manipulating people. And he sent a letter to the investigation. So it's just getting more.
Dude, I told everyone on this show when this started, this thing stunk. And
yes,
we... And I know you were on board as well, but we got some eye rolls from our peers.
We did.
Or for folks who think that they are our peers. But we got some eye rolls. And we told them this thing stunk. It stinks. It smells. It smells bad. It smells awful. Oh, by the way, before we go any further, I want you to notice something. Oh, what's above you?
Oh.
What's above you?
That's the first
time. Who loves you, baby? Who loves you?
Braves country loves me. That's who loves me.
I think it's the first time I've used this. I made this a long time ago, but because we were doing the daily games, I was always using the baseball background.
You said you were going to... Wow, this looks awesome. Wow.
Yeah, I got one for you, and I got one for Tones, and I used one for Tones for the first time. I think it was this week, because it's been sitting up there. It's been in the queue, but I'm always using the game background, so...
Wow, that...
And if you'll notice, at the championship wrestling belt with the Braves Country logo.
I mean, that's beautiful. Now, what's interesting is if the Braves do win the World Series, they get one of those from the WWE. So let's hope that the Braves get a WWE title at the end.
So for folks who can't see it on radio, it's all of Joey's favorite teams, Colts, Cubs, Bulls, Notre Dame, and then just the show logo and the fact that he's a big wrestling fan put that there. And it's sitting in the backdrop of Wrigley Field, so...
It's picture perfect. I'll keep my hands up here for the rest of it.
What's your next one on the 4-4?
Next one, I did want to give a shout out somewhere in baseball. And the Twins, for the first time in 21 years, have won a playoff series. Now, Mac, what's interesting to me, my question off of this 21 years, this first round is considered a true playoff series in your mind, or do you kind of see it as... If it's not the NLDS, NLCS, you don't see it as a true playoff.
It is. Now, I wouldn't have called like the wild card one game play-in a series. It is. I think you got to legitimize it. It's a playoff series. I don't think they should be playing best of threes per se. And I know I said I'd be in favor of going back to the one game wild card. The reason why I'm saying that is they've been uncompetitive. And I, you know, maybe we stick with the three, but we've got to get Game seven of NLDS, NLCS, World Series. And I know the players' union would probably fight against it. You're going to have to give to get. And I think the 154 is how you get there. But you can't put 35 series all over the planet in exchange. You're going to make some money off of the television if you have two extra games in both leagues, right? Get to the 154. You can still do one or two. You know, you can do a one over the pond in England a year. You can put maybe one in Mexico, but let's not go crazy with it, right?
I mean, when Cubs played the Cardinals overseas this year in London, there was 5 off days included in that, and it screwed up like a few weeks of their schedule. So, more to your point,
it's asinine. It's asinine. They even do it when, who was it? It was, I think it was San Francisco, maybe Arizona. They were playing in Mexico City. And they took, like, at least 3, I think it was 4 off days. I'm like, good night, Irene. Going from Arizona to Mexico, it's a further trip to go from Atlanta to Philadelphia. What are we talking about?
You got me saying good night, Irene, all week last week. I don't know why that one is stuck in my head.
I can tell you right now, that was exactly what uttered out of my mouth when I was doing the game last night in that Bryson Stott Grand Slam. Oh. As soon as it hit, I said, good night, Irene. I wanted to turn everything off and walk away. Well, we'll see you Saturday. But, you know, you can't do that. But I was just like, this game, because Miami showed absolutely no pulse.
No.
What was funny, and you're going to laugh at this, yesterday afternoon, Steven and Sean were texting back and forth because Tampa Bay was getting murdered. Yep. And Steven's exact text was, because I was talking about the Miami game that night, and hey, that, you know, they didn't show up. And he said, well, it can't be any worse than this. Basically calling the Rays, I want to say call them roadkill or something like that. And so I hit that after the grand slam. I let it sit for a while, and then I hit it. And went back into the group chat, and I said, well, this didn't age well. And they both had their top hat and canes out, going, da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, the Marlins weren't supposed to be good, so it's okay to get your gut stomped in. No, it's not. If you're going to go to the playoffs, man up. Sack up.
Come on now.
Yeah. Those two get in a chat together, man, and it's a tongue bath with each other. And they kind of team up. They're like, oh, it's okay, man. It's okay.
You got to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is if you're going to show up, if the Braves would have done that, I'd have been all over them. Have a pulse. If the Braves get swept by the Phillies, you think I'm just going to go, well, it was a good season. What? Stop it.
Let's get to...
what's your next one?
Third down here. You just talked about it. I was going to save it for last, but since we're on the baseball train, how about it? The Tampa Bay Rays yet again choked. They had one run in their last four playoff games. Mac, we all know they started 13-0 this year. I don't know what's going to give for them, but something's got to change because playoff time, they seem to come up short too much lately.
So the one thing I'll give them a pass about, two of their best bats left their lineup with about a month left in the season. Wander Franco got ran off for doing weird stuff. We're not really sure what happened with that, but don't really want to get into that. But anyways, he was doing stuff that he shouldn't have been doing. And then Brandon Lau had the season-ending injury. Those are two devastating blows. With that being said, and they do a great job of developing all talent, they don't have bats. They don't have depth in bats. So they were really banking on those two to kind of help carry the offense. When they went down, I still thought they were going to get through because of that pitching staff. But then the pitching staff spit the bit. The pitching staff did nothing. So when you're built on pitching, and Zach Eflin goes out there and absolutely just scud missiles it, they looked awful. By the way, did you watch the end of the game, the ninth inning?
I did. Well, didn't they have like second and third, two outs or something like that?
Did you see the at-bat with Manny Margot? He whiffed at a pitch that I'm telling you, y'all, if you didn't see it, it was the equivalent of a curveball pitch out. It was nowhere near. It was closer to the dugout than it was home plate. And he whiffed at it for strike three. Dude.
It was a microcosm of that series.
Yeah, but it's just like, what are we doing here? Did you just give up? You couldn't have been. He decided he was taking a hack at that pitch Sunday night, is what he did. But that right there was the entire series. They didn't score and they didn't stop people from scoring. Just like Miami. Miami did the same thing. Miami was built on pitching. Miami didn't have the offense. You can't go out there and Shoemaker, and the Marlins. Can we do just one thing right when we talk about the fundamentals? The hell's Bernie doing getting thrown out at third base? And also, and this isn't revisionist history. I brought it up at the time of the broadcast. Do you remember it was 3-0 midway through the game? I want to say fifth, sixth inning. I don't remember the inning. But it was shortly before the Bryson Stott Grand Slam. They had a runner on first. I want to say, the batter had just gotten hit. They had a runner on first. I think that might have actually been Birdie as well. Runner on first, and Jacob Stallings comes up. He's the hind catcher. He's a hind catcher who's hit below 200 this year and runs like the way you would imagine me running, right? Not well. And I'm calling it at the time. I was like, man, they've got a lot of bats sitting on their bench, Yuli Gurriel. They could have went a number of different ways, but you got to find a way to get that run across, right? Make this a ball game. Make them sweat. They leave Stallings in there instantly. Double play. I mean, I'm like, what are you waiting on? You've got an extra catcher on the bench. It's not like, this was the only catcher on the roster, right?
Believe me, when Vlad Guerrero Jr. got picked off second, I yelled at the top of my lungs. I was so pissed off at that play.
This is an elimination game for you. There was no tomorrow. So then when Stallings comes up again in the ninth, his next time up, then they pinch it for him. But it's 7-0. Oh, and by the way, Xavier Edwards got a base hit. So there you go.
Woohoo!
But if he does that with Birdie standing on first, you've probably got runners on the corners, nobody out, and the top of the big thing to me was top of the order's coming back up. Don't get into a damn double play and make them have to face Arias, who I know he looked injured the whole damn series. I don't know what's going on with him and his leg, but he was limping. But you'd have to face Arias and Soler, with the game on the line. Shoemaker did a good job during the regular season. He was in over his head.
Yep.
What's your last one?
Last one. For the first time in 3 months, Jonathan Taylor talked to the media today. He did say he was fully healthy, ready to go, and a couple of his quotes – It feels really good to be healthy. The main goal was to be healthy and play football. I'm here right now. My number one thing is to take care of my teammates. The city needs a championship, and I'm here to do so. I don't know what that – I think it's probably a lot of talk. You know, he realizes he's stuck in a corner. He has to play and look healthy. But, hey, I'll take it. If Jonathan Taylor has to look healthy for an audition with us or another team, I'll take a few good games out of him or maybe the rest of the season. Main thing is this dude's healthy. He wants to play football. Interested to see if he plays Sunday against the Titans when I'll be there.
Do you trust him to put out
his
best
effort? Probably not this Sunday, if it was my guess.
You know, the other thing that I would be concerned about, just from the big picture of it, because of what the issue's been all offseason, right? He wants his money, right? Is he going to make business decisions, or is he going to go out there and play some damn football, right?
Yeah.
I don't want my tailback in a big moment deciding he's not going to fight for that extra yard, right? I have defended the running backs. I get why they say they need to make more money. I understand that. But from the standpoint of you being a Colts fan, right? Dude, I don't know if I'd want him out there.
The only reason, if ever that got out, that his full, you know, effort or anything was ever questioned or out there, that's going to play into his next contract. Other teams are going to see that. So I'm hoping, if he is being selfish, he's looking to play a few good games and get traded at that October 31st deadline. Maybe that's his motivation to put tape for other teams. Even if it's not our own, doesn't he want to get paid in some capacity? And to me, he has to put his best foot forward to get paid.
See, that, and that's the other aspect of this, is it what if he goes out and gets hurt? Then how do you trade him?
Well, then it's all done. It's all trash.
So that's why I'm telling you, I'm predicting right now a healthy scratch for Sunday.
I could see it.
I don't think he's going to be active. And mainly, the number one reason, because what you laid out, he hasn't been playing football, right? So we don't know what kind of shape he's in. And then the other thing is, if I'm really trying to move him, now, if he plays this week or next week, whenever, what is it, the 5th? So there's a couple of Sundays. If he plays, then that tells me that they're not really planning on trading because there's not a market out there, and they're just going to run the wheels off and see what they can do in the offseason. But, man, that's a
sticky. We shall see.
That's a sticky wicket is what that is. Anyway, you look at it. It's always fun when the Colts and Titans play. Tighten up, baby!
Not lately. You guys have beaten us 4 in a row.
Hey, I don't want to hear it, man. Neckbeard and freaking, you know. What's Peyton. What's the nicest nickname I can use for Peyton?
Forehead?
Yeah. That dude ain't got a forehead, man. That dude's got a 5-head. Neckbeard and 5-head, man. They owned us for a long time, so. I mean, it would be dumbfounding how we would go out and outplay them, and then with like 3 minutes left, they'd crack their knuckles and go out there and go, all right, time to throw 3 touchdowns in 32 seconds, and let's get out of here.
No big deal.
We're like running around. We think Jake Locker's the answer. Just all kinds of nonsense going on in Nashville. All right, let's take a quick break. Smoke them if you got them. It's just about 4:20. We'll be back in a flash. Here on Braves Country Today, 99.1 FM, WQEE. Thirsty Thursday, baby boys and girls.
Can you keep a secret?
Of course I can.
I lost all our money today betting on sports.
Damn.
I know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Can I tell you a secret?
Sure, yeah.
I lied. I can't keep secrets.
Wait, what?
Armchair.
Braves Country HD.
Covering America's pastime from spring training all the way to the Fall Classic.
5-2 Dodgers in the ninth. Got it. They've done it. Like the 1969 Mets, it's the impossible dream revisited.
And Myers bringing it. And the pitch is hit in the air. Foul. Off first. Benzinger backing and calling. And the 1990 World Championship belongs to the Cincinnati Reds.
The Twins are going to win the World Series. The Twins have won it. It's a base hit. It's a 1-0 10-inning victory.
Belt, left field, way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions as Joe Carter hits a 3-run home run in the 9th inning. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
A giant from the pivot.
Tony Gwynn is regarded by some as the best pure hitter ever. But did you know that he was also a star basketball player? In fact, in 1981, Gwynn was drafted by both the Padres and the Clippers on the same day, but he ended up choosing baseball. Walter Johnson pitched for the Washington Senators for over 20 years in the early 1900s and has the most WAR of any pitcher.
Ben Johnson never missed an opportunity to make a speech. It was always the same speech, all about how he, single-handed and alone, had made baseball a gentleman's sport, and it must be kept forever clean because sportsmanship spoke from the heart of America, and he would lay down his life to save our beloved nation, at which he would begin to cry.
Hey Braves fans, Mac McGee here with Braves Country Radio. You can find us on youtube.com/@Braves Country. We are bringing you pitch by pitch, play by play of your Atlanta Braves all postseason long. Hear us right here on the radio or find us on YouTube today. You can jump in the chat with all the Braves fans during the game and listen along as the Braves march through Choptober. That's Braves Country Radio, youtube.com/@Braves Country. Welcome back! We are T-minus, I guess, just over 48 hours away from game one. For folks who might have missed it, they finally, I mean, my God. It
took
takes
long.
An act of Congress to get a game time in the Major League Baseball.
Oh, my God.
You go to bed last night, you kept waiting for them. Like, all right, all four series are wrapped up. What? The person in charge of making that decision? Was it nighty-night time for them? They couldn't stay up an extra 15 minutes and go, all right, here are the times. You play here, you play here. Anyways, for folks who may want to know, inquiring minds want to know, everybody wants to know, because how else are you going to plan your damn weekend, right?
Amen.
I mean, if you don't know the schedule, how are you going to plan your beer run?
Everything's got to go around game time.
You're going to go out there and...
Get it. You guys got 2 days, you baseball fans. If you're one of the eight teams left, you got 48 hours to get everything you need to be on your couch.
I mean, it's either that or you're going to get up at 6 a.m. like a pilgrim and go grocery shopping. So here we go. Saturday, your Atlanta Braves. Oh, man, I was so happy when I saw this. We've been waiting for this. Last year, do you know we played one night game in the Philadelphia series? Do you know we won that one night game?
I remember because you were all over it.
That was the Kyle Wright game. That was the only game we won. The rest of them were like late afternoon, and then the finale in Philadelphia was 2 o'clock start, which really sucked. There was like college football kicking off at 3:30, and it was a bigger game. And I'm like, could we pick a worse time for this game to start? Anyways. Saturday night and Monday night, games 1 and 2, Atlanta, Philadelphia, 6:07, first pitch. So we'll have the game here. We're also going to be doing the pregame shows 1 hour before first pitch. So 5 o'clock, Braves Country Radio, lock it in. Let's get it. The other series, game 1 Saturday, was it 1:03 first pitch that we have for the Texas-Baltimore game. Now, that's going to be on FS1, the American League. TBS will have the National League, and you'll be able to hear it right here on Braves Country Radio if you're somewhere where you can't watch it, you know, a lot of reasons. Minnesota and Houston, that's the 4:45 game. This is the way I expected it to play out because if you just look at the markets, Minnesota-Houston-ish. I actually, no. You know what? I thought Minnesota-Houston would be the early game. I think the only reason why it might have been the mid game, the 4:45 game, was because the Texas series wrapped up, and I'm thinking that they just wanted to go ahead and set it. But honestly, dude, Houston-Minnesota? That's the one series nobody gives a rat's patootie about.
Right.
So then you got Baltimore, Texas. That to me would have been a much cooler lead in 4:45. But anyways, that's not how they did it. 4:45 Minnesota, Houston Saturday, 6:07 Braves, and then 9:20 first pitch will be Dodgers and Arizona. Which one has less fanfare? Minnesota, Houston, or Dodgers, Diamondbacks? Which one do you think you're more likely to watch?
Oh, in terms of what I'm more likely to watch, I would watch the Diamondbacks and Dodgers. Number one, just because I do follow the National League a little more closely with the Cubs being there. But number two, division, anytime, I know they're not the biggest of division rivals like the Phillies and the Braves or the Cubs and the Cardinals or anything like that. But anytime you can get division teams playing, and I always want to see the Dodgers lose. So I'll pay attention more to Dodgers D-backs.
I got a feeling I'm going to be a lot more locked in the Minnesota-Houston series. The only reason, I think Arizona's going to be roadkill. I think they looked all, let's go out and get the, we upset the Brewers, and then they're just going to spit the bit, and it's going to be over when they get, because the Dodgers always own them. I'll be pulling for Arizona, but I don't think they have a shot in the dark. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm dead wrong. So after that, well, I say that, but if the Braves lose to Philly, I really don't want Philly getting another bye like they did against San Diego last year. Ugh. All right. So then after that, it would be kind of, now, you know what? I'm not going to lie. It would be sweet to beat the Phillies, beat the Dodgers, and beat the Astros. Let's go. Let's get them all, baby. Let's knock them out. So Sunday, it's just the American League. They're taking the National League off because they didn't want to go up against the NFL for four games. They just decided to do two. Once again, hello. If we would have started this thing on Friday, we wouldn't have this issue. But anyways, 4 o'clock is the Texas-Baltimore game. 8 o'clock is Minnesota-Houston. Once again, I think that's back-asswards. Baltimore, Dallas-Texas, that to me has a lot more interest. But anyways, it could have something to do with it. Joey, do you think it has something to do with this? They're more willing to go up against, put their best series up against Minnesota Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday afternoon, as opposed to putting their best series of that day up against 49ers Cowboys. Do you think that might have something to do with it?
Just a little bit.
I think that just may.
But I definitely do. No, I really do.
But from a standpoint, and I feel you Baltimore fans, you're getting screwed. By the way, Atlanta fans, this will be us next year. We'll be getting screwed. They always give us the screw job when we have the other
slot. I love your time slot this year, though.
Oh, yeah, so far, so good. You got 6 o'clock again, Braves, Philly, and then Dodgers, Diamondbacks will follow that up, doubleheader, 9:20 first pitch.
Yep.
I'm sorry, 9:07 on Monday, 9:20 on Saturday for the Dodgers. And then Tuesday, once again, a 4 and an 8 o'clock slot. Baltimore and Texas will finally get the night game. Houston, Minnesota will get the day game. So it's a 4 and 8 o'clock. So four, and both of those will be on – those are actually on the Big Boy Fox. The first two games of the American League are on FS1. But Big Boy Fox is going to get the most of the rest of the playoffs from the American League on to the World Series. The only time they won't do it is if it contrasts with, because they don't have it a part of their contract to put like a crapola NFL game on FS1 and put the, you know, if they draw the short straw next, you know, a week from Sunday and they end up with some just terrible matchup, they don't have the ability to go, we're going to put that on FS1 and we're going to put the baseball playoffs on Fox because it's all in ink. So anyways,
did many teams not decide their pitchers, or is this just a screwed up website I'm on? Because I can't really tell for the Saturday matchups. I'm specifically
Saturday matchups. So last night when I was looking at it, the Saturday matchups, the thing is, you don't have to set your lineups until, I believe it's, don't quote me on this, 6 hours before first pitch for your rosters. So Saturday morning will get – now, some teams will submit them on Friday night. But you don't have to have them until, I want to say the playoff rosters, it might be 4 hours. 4 hours, and then you have to have your starting lineups in usually about 2 hours beforehand. 90 minutes is usually the latest that they'll wait on starting lineups. So what you can mostly guess in the National League is that it will be Spencer Strider versus Ranger Suarez in game one for the Braves, and Max Fried versus Zach Wheeler in game two. Game three, I would think Philly will go with Aaron Nola in Philadelphia. He pitches much better in Philadelphia. And the Braves, they haven't announced it, but I'm sticking to my guns. I think it's going to be what most people will call a bullpen game, but it's bullpen-ish. They're going to go A.J. Smith-Shawver to get through the lineup twice and piggyback it with Kyle Wright.
Ooh.
Because Bryce Elder has been awful since July. His ERA from July to the end of the season is over 5. Now, he had this minuscule ERA going in to June, so that's why everyone, he had a pretty good season. He really didn't. He had a great beginning of the season, and then he was just booty.
And I kind of agree with that strategy. I guess the only thing would be is if you ever got in a situation where you do need Elder, how maybe he's off for such a long time, he's just completely fallen out.
Well, he's pitching today. He's getting the start today in the
In their exhibition, whatever. Yeah, okay.
Him and Darius Vines are both pitching today.
Oh, well, that's good. I forgot
about
that.
So they'll continue to stretch him out, and they'll have their entire Atlanta Braves organization will continue to play these simulated games.
You didn't find a stream for that yet, did you?
No. I only saw video of one play. Oh, you're going to love this, Mr. NFL. You're going to love this. You know Kenyon Drake?
Yep.
His little brother, Isaiah Drake, outfielder for the Atlanta Braves.
Okay.
Flies. So he's 18 years old. They drafted him this year. I want to say fourth round, might have been fifth round, whatever it was. He can he floats on air. Now he's 18. He's a long way away from hitting the bigs, but he hit a triple off the wall the other day. I'm trying to remember who the hell was pitching, but anyways, he hit a triple off the wall, and someone was sitting deep in right field with like a shaky iPhone type deal, and you could tell the difference between him and everybody else out there. Dude, he was just hauling buns around the damn bases. He can fly.
Love to hear it.
And someone pulled a tweet up from Kenyon Drake back in 2012 when the kid was playing little league football, and he said something about, this is my little brother Isaiah. He's going to change the game. Of course, he had a football helmet on. No one knew that he'd be playing baseball, but he's definitely an athlete. Real quick, the series. So one of the things we like to do here is obviously look at the gambling side of it.
Oh.
And ching. I'm going to try to see if I can pull up series prices. Man, they would not come up earlier today. I think it's because of starting pitching, but at some point you got to make a series price. I mean, let's
give
go.
Us something.
So let me see what we have here. MLB futures. Let me see if we got a series price. Here we go. They finally got
paid. Because it's not like they don't know who's pitching. They just don't know the order.
Right. Well, I think they – honest engine, I think what happens is they try to hold it off for as long as they can.
Right.
And then they – all right, so here we go. Wait a minute. This is World Series winner. Let me see if we get series price yet. They just pulled them down. So all I've got is National League winner – American League winner, World Series winner. The National League right now, no shock, the Braves are a huge favorite, plus 135. Dodgers, plus 210. Phillies, plus 335. And Arizona, plus 600. In the American League, a little more wide open. Baltimore is plus 250. Houston is plus 180. And then you got the Rangers plus 275, Minnesota plus 370. That's kind of a slap in the face of the Orioles, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm trying to see where I would lay my money.
I mean, if we're talking about value, that Baltimore price is really good.
What was it again?
Plus 250. Ooh. So, like, if you compare it versus Atlanta's plus 135, it's really good value. That's just to get to the World Series.
Give me a Baltimore Braves World Series and win some money off it. I'm all in for that.
You go World Series winner right now. Braves are plus 250. Baltimore's plus 625.
Wow.
Philly's plus 775. But if you go in order, it's Braves, Astros. No, I'm sorry. Braves, Dodgers, Astros, Dodgers. And then Baltimore. Then Philly. I'm sorry. The Rangers are in front of Philly. They've moved to plus 700. This morning, they were plus 800. They're plus 700. Philly is plus 775.
What I would say on all this is I'm not telling anyone who to bet here baseball-wise, but when you have eight teams left and everybody's in the positive odds on the World Series, on to win the World Series, heck, to even make the World Series, bet who you think's going to win it. It's positive money. So if you really, who cares? The Braves might be the favorites in the things. You still could get plus money out of it. So whoever you have faith in, bet them right now to make it and win the World Series. You could still win a good chunk of change no matter who you bet.
Yeah, but you don't want to just throw money away like the Arizona Diamondbacks. You know they're going to
get smoked. No. That I'm more arguing for the teams with the worst odds, saying, hey, who cares? It's positive either way. You don't have
to. Oh, yeah. But when it comes to the betting world, they're looking at the best value for the dollar, right?
I get it.
So I'll tell you another interesting one. You can just bet on the league, which league is going to win it. If you go American League right now, it's plus 115. National League's minus 145.
Yeah, don't take the
– And you know the only reason why Houston is probably as high up as they are? Do you know that jackass Mattress Mac put some money on them to win the world? You know he did, man. You know he did.
He slid some coin in.
Oh yeah, he probably teeter tottered the whole thing.
So true.
What a jerk.
You know who's a bigger jerk? Why was Marlins man at the Brewers Diamondbacks series?
Yeah, what is that? What a fraud!
I don't get
that
it.
That guy's always been a fraud, man. But what a fraud!
Yeah, for real, he's always been a piece of crap.
It's not like he lived. He has two law firms. One is right here in Jacksonville. The other one is down in just north of Miami. Really? And he's at the first real playoff game that they've had in 20 years. And he's over there goofing off in Milwaukee.
Come on.
He's a fraud. Anyways. Anywho, let's take a quick break when we come back. Yes, sir. We're going to get you set for Thursday night football. Big one.
Chicago.
Big one. Bears and whatever Washington's calling themselves this week. We'll be back in a flash here on Braves Country.
You're very lucky that you're with somebody who's resilient.
You tried to off yourself two times in the last 24 hours, Frank.
A single scores at least one, probably two, with Adrianza speed. Braves fans are on their feet hoping for some kind of a bleeder or a seeing eye single, trying to find any way to get a runner home. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Buehler's got to be coming to the end of his string. For him to piece together this many pitches on 3 days rest, he's really done an incredible job. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and hit. High and deep down the right field line. Is it fair? Is it? He is gone, baby! Ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong, zip-boom-bam, a three-run shot by Eddie Rosario. Eddie Rosario makes it 4-1, Atlanta.
Did you know that in the 1970s, a man left his house and walked to the Golden Gate Bridge and jumped off the bridge? When his loved ones went to his house, they discovered a note that said, I'm walking to the Golden Gate. If one person smiles, I'm not going to jump. You don't know what other people are going through. Sometimes all that person needs is a warm smile from a stranger.
Armchair.
It is a haunted game in which every player is measured against the ghosts of all who have gone before. Most of all, it is about time and timelessness, speed and grace, failure and loss, imperishable hope and coming home.
Robinson with a good lead. There he goes. He hits the dirt and he's safe.
You're listening to Braves Country Baseball on Braves Country HD.
It's summertime, and that means the return.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning, right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Feeling so fine, it's fantasy football time. It's fantasy football time.
Welcome back. Joey, are you trusting any Yahoo on tonight's slate in your fantasy football slate?
The only... Yeah, I mean... The running backs, maybe, if you want to look at, you know...
I haven't even looked at my lines. I'm doing it after the show tonight because we don't have a game. And I'm like, dude, I hope I don't have too many shares of anything going on tonight.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, the only one I know I do in a couple leagues for sure, and it's paid off the last game, hopefully it does again, is DJ Moore, right? I mean, he came over from Carolina. He's supposed to be a number one receiver, but
he's never.
They can't get him the ball.
Dude, that's been his entire career, though. I'm telling you, there was a reason why he wasn't any good in Carolina. Now there's reasons why. At some point, he's just very, very athletic, and that's what it is.
Yeah, but I also do think the Bears, between the offensive coordinator and Justin Fields, aren't helping out much either.
Remember, he was the dope that took his helmet off that cost them the playoffs last year.
The Falcons game, right?
Right. But but had he kept his helmet on, they would have won that game. They would have been in the playoffs. So he's always been a little dopey, but I've had my cups of coffee with DJ Moore. You can have them. Suck on that.
Well, I won't take him again after this year.
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't get auto-drafted him, but other than that, I would not purposely have DJ Moore on my team. The one team that I got auto-drafted because they held it during the Florida State LSU game, the first thing I did was I looked up to see who do I have that I got stuck with that, you know, that sucks. And basically, the short of it is the whole team sucks. I haven't won a game in that one yet.
I just won my first one in the Yahoo League.
I mean, good night. Look, here's the other thing. People have asked me this. Man, would you start Justin Fields? Look what he did on Sunday. I'd be more apt to start Zach Wilson because I don't think it was Justin Fields. I think it was the Denver defense. I'm not taking it all away from Fields, but what I'm saying is we didn't see any of this till shows up on the team that, oh, by the way, gave 70 points a week before, right?
Yeah.
If you're talking about this, I don't know if I would do it season long, but DFS, I'd be really tempted to be that one guy in a big pool that has Zach Wilson. Because if he goes out there and shines, nobody's going to have him. Which means you can load up your roster, you know, other places.
Yeah, when I saw the Jets at Denver, I was like, ooh, Zach Wilson might be able to get a win here. Might be able to carry things over for a week. People won't hate his guts all over TV.
You know, when the season started, and Rodgers got hurt, what I originally thought was, man, I might want Denver's defense that week. Now I'm thinking I might actually start. I benched him last week. I might actually start Garrett Wilson. It's a dangerous play because can Aaron Rodgers stop it with the I'm going to be back, I'm going to play this year?
He always had – it's funny, too, right? Taylor Swift gets in the scene, then all of a sudden Rodgers is in the press. That Sunday night game just made me sick in so many ways. Oh, my God. Did we ever get to the bottom of those bright cherry red jerseys yet either?
No, but I know the Swifties are behind it.
Yeah, Exactly.
Tonight's game, though.
Yeah, anyway, sorry.
Let's look at the lines for that, because this is, I mean, yeah, this is serious talk here. All right, Bears, Commanders, the over-under is 44.5. Commanders are 6-point favorite. Anything you like in this game?
It's kind of hard to, if we're being straight honest, but what I will say is, you know, the Bears offense could easily shut down again. They did seem to get things semi-rolling. Thursday night football is kind of sloppy. So if I'm going to put any action on to have a little bit of fun, I'm going to do what most people probably would not and take the over, just because I want to see the points. And I do think on Thursday night, things are – Sam Howell has looked pretty good. Justin Fields did look last game. I'm just hoping to see if we're going to get a bad football game tonight, make it be high scoring to give us some interest.
Have we checked the weather in Washington? So I have not. I didn't even think to do it. For some reason, I thought it was in Chicago, so I was just going to ask you to stick your head outside.
It looks like it's partly cloudy. Could have a little bit of rain, but nothing major.
What's the temperature? Any wind?
65 with 10-mile-an-hour winds.
All right, so that's not bad. I mean, honestly, well, what's your lock today?
Yeah, it's a shame we can't do baseball. I really wish they would fill this void for us here. But I'll lock in the over. I'm just going to do it that way. I do think we get some sloppy defense tonight, and that leads to a good night for Justin Fields and Sam Howell. I'll take the over as my lock.
My lock is going to be, where is it at? Oh, Lord. Now, of course, this thing's going to come across on a snail's pace now. Trying to get to – here we go. His number. Give me – my lock is going to be Brian Robinson.
Oh.
Over 65.5 yards rushing.
Oh, I like the Bears run defense. Oof. Kind of like that.
I hate putting it on one player when it's football, because that guy goes and slips in the shower pregame, and then you know your bet's all done for the evening. But 65.5, that's gettable against the Bears defense. I'll tell you a sneaky one, because they keep talking about him. They haven't really unleashed him. Could tonight be the night with the short week, right? Roshon Johnson, 22.5 yards rushing. This could be the night that he pays dividends.
And I will say, for those who might not trust Khalil Herbert, I had to pick him up in the league last week. He did very adequate. He found himself in the end zone. So fantasy-wise or betting-wise, Khalil Herbert did have a good mix last week. I expect him to get more of a decent workload tonight.
He's over tonight is 46.5. That reminds me, I know I've got Khalil Herbert in the league. I got to check and see if I got a better option or if I'm going to roll with him tonight.
I like the 46.5 over, though.
No, I do. I mean, honestly, because you went ahead and took the over, I didn't. But what I really like in this one, if I'm being honest, is taking the over and then grabbing the Bears and the points. So you get like Chicago plus 12, you get the over to like 38.5.
Oh, that's
because if you go the other way and you take the Commanders, well, we're not positive the Commanders are any good. They just played a really good game against Philadelphia, an in-division rival, which happens all the time.
Yeah, I mean, they beat the Broncos. Everyone does, right? Except for the Bears.
Right. So I believe that's the one I'm actually going to take in real life. I'm going to hit the prop bet that I mentioned, because I do like the chance of that happening. But I think I'm going to go Bears in the over. You know what I almost did? I almost pulled a tone special. Oh. Liberty's playing Sam Houston State tonight, college football. Almost did a deep dive and like grabbed something over there, but.
Mac, believe me, I hear about those crappy Thursday night games before my feet hit the ground in the morning from Tampa Tones texting me who he likes between Western Kentucky and Middle Tennessee State, okay?
He's got like spreadsheets.
It's
do
a
you listen
one.
To the Bear?
Do I what?
Do you listen to the Bear? Do you remember the Bear, right?
I do remember him. But what happened to him?
Well, he signed a deal to go to Fox or whatever, but I haven't seen him physically on TV. But he's got a YouTube show, and it's actually pretty good. It's a betting show. Comes on like once a week. He'll do college football and he'll do pro football, but he's not by himself. He's got a couple of gamblers to sit there with him. But dude, he sucks, man. Every time I check in with this guy, he's got a losing record and he's talking about having bad luck. Dude, at some point it's not bad luck. He's entertaining. I like him. Don't get me wrong, but even though he is a Hurricane fan, but sorry, even with all that being said, he's terrible at betting. He's always because and the reason why I think of him is because I always think of Tampa Tones being our Bear. Because Bear always takes the most oddball games. When he was on the game day show for College Game Day, and they had him sitting off to the side. Like, right, dude, right. Like, remember a couple Saturdays ago when it was like Colorado playing Oregon and, you know, all Florida State and Clemson. And this jackass will have three games picked out, and they're all like, none of them are Power Fives. They're all like, you know, 9 a.m. on a Tuesday. These are, and I've really done a deep dive. And so when he first started, I would listen to him go, man, he sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Let me take his bet. And then I would lose my entire laundry just paying attention to his jackass. So now I'm like, I don't necessarily bet against him, but I don't take his advice. But anyways, that's my PSA spot for his show.
Believe me, Tones is drooling over Mac Wednesday football coming near to our home soon. He is.
That's starting salivating. Soon, isn't it?
It is. I think in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it's usually. I remember it, it's always just a tad. It's like right around the time they start the World Series. Like, why did they start it this week? Like, why didn't we wait? I mean, honestly, okay. They should be doing one. Well, I guess maybe not. They would, but the last week of September, when most of the MLB games are kind of, you know, meaningless, that should be your first matching game.
Hey, man.
What is your walk off, sir?
My walk off, I'll keep short and simple. All you men out there, or you women, take your significant other out tonight or tomorrow, because Saturday with college football, MLB playoffs, and NFL Sunday, you're not going to want to miss it. Get your good deeds out of the way.
And whoever you take out, make sure you don't text them anything weird. Ask Mel Tucker and ask Trevor Bauer. That's my walk-off. We'll see you manana. Football Friday. Hey-o!
Hey-o!
Goodbye, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We're back tomorrow with another show.
Well, unless we're fired, we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Guys and gals, it's time to go. We'll see you on the next show.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks for listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks on 99.1 FM WQEE, The Key in Noonan, Georgia, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country comes your way weekdays 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Please follow, like, and subscribe today. Armchair Quarterback Radio, your first choice for Southern sports.
September, something of the 5th of September. She said a lot that I can't remember. Something of